Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Hariyais, Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Ashem Toloi. Again, what's an Ashem Toloi? Let's say I sat down to the table and there were two kazaisim over there. Two pieces of food the size of a kazais. One was chaylev, which has to be taken out of the animal, which is one of the reasons meat has to have a good hashgacha to make sure they remove all the chaylev. And one is a kind of fat that is mutter. Not every fat is aser. He ate one of them, but he doesn't know which one he ate. So he can't bring a chatas because maybe he ate something that's mutter. But on the other hand, he's not sleeping at night. What if he needs a kapara? What if he ate the chaylev? So zakt the Mishnah Ashem Taloi. If they're in a situation where they have to bring an Ashem Taloi, Hayachid Vahanasi, Stam an individual or the king, they'd have to bring an Ashem Taloi. However, Umashiach Ubezdin, the kind Mashiach or Bezdin, their problem is that they gave out a psak that a certain act is mutter. And the Kayin, either on his own or the Kehillah, followed the ruling of Bezin. And now they're not sure whether the psak is right or wrong. Zak the Mishnah Peturim, they are potter from bringing an Ashem Taloi. Ashem Vadai, if they were over in Aveira, that for this you would bring an Ashem Vadai. There are five reasons why a person would bring an Ashem Vadai. He was Moel Behegdish. Asham Gezelois. He swore falsely that he doesn't owe money to someone. Asham Shivcha Charufa. He had relations with an Isha that was a half Shivcha Kenanis and a half Baschoyrin. And she was Mekadeshes to an Eved Ivri. And Asham Nazir. And Nazir became Tameh B'Tumas Hameis. He brings an Asham and an Asham Mitzayda. A Mitzayda in the process of him becoming Tarif and Mitzirahas also brings an Asham. So Asham Vadai, if they were over in Aveira, that you have to bring the regular Asham. Hayochid v'hanasi v'hamashiach, these three, the individual, the king, and the anointed Kayin, Chayavin, they have to bring the carbon. Ubezdin Peturin. But let's say the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, was matir one of these Aveirois, and everyone followed their ruling. Peturin. They do not bring an Asham Vadai. Asham is no shaychus to the psak of the Bezdin. It has to do with individuals that were over a chet. Vayter says the Mishnah al Shmiyas HaKoyel regarding the Aveda of hearing the sound of a Shvua that you're supposed to say Eidus. And he swears falsely saying or answering Amen to a Shvua like we learned in Masechet Shvua saying Eidus, I don't know any Eidus. Or he lied through a shvua. He swore he was going to eat something and he did not. Or swore that he won't and he did. And it goes on the future and on the past. In regard to violations of Tumah in the Beis HaMikdash or Hegdish. So these are all examples of where you would bring a carbon. It depends on the person's financial situation. That's what type of carbon he brings. So Bezdin, who gave a psak in regard to one of these things, Peturin, they don't bring a carbon oil of a yard. V'hayochid v'hanasi v'hamashiach, the individual, the king, and the kohen mashiach that sinned in regard to one of these things, chayavin, they have to bring a carbon oil of a yard. The only difference is the Mishnah continues, ela rather she'ein kohen gadol chayiv al tumas mikdash v'kachav. The kohen gadol, the kohen hamashiach, does not bring a carbon for tumas mikdash v'kachav. Reb Shimon dashes this some psukim, which the Batinur discusses over here. Umahe Nevi'in, Lamaisa, the Kain Mashiach, and the king, in these cases, have to bring a carbon. What carbon do they bring? Carbon out of a yard, like anyone else. Could be an animal, could be a bird, could be a mincha. Reb Eliezer says, Hanasi may be Sawyer. Rabbi Eliezer argues only in regard to Tumas Migdash Rekachev. He holds, being that there is an Einish Karas Bemezit on it, it has the same din as other Averis, where Bemezit is Karas, and the Nasi has to bring a Sire. Now the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon hold that the Nasi does not bring a Sire only by the type of Avera that a Yachid would bring a Chatas Kvua, a regular Chatas. But Averis where the Yachid brings Oil of a Yoyrid, so then the din of the Nasi is like any other Yachid. even though there's an Einish Karis b'meizik. Okay, chazring over Mishnah Zayin and Asham Taloi. I did an Avera? Maybe. I'm not sure. I want to bring an Asham Taloi. A Yachid, a Nasi. They have to bring the carbon. The Kain Mashiach and Bezen are Potter. What about an Asham Vade for the five things you have to bring an Asham Vade for? The Yachid and the Nasi and the Mashiach are Chayiv. Bezdin for giving a wrong psak in regard to one of these five things does not bring a carbon Asham. On Averas that are Oyle V'yayred, which are Shvua Se'edus, Bitus of Asayim, a regular Shvua, and he doesn't keep what he said or isn't saying the truth. Tumas Migdash V'kachav, Bezin that Paskin in regard to one of these things are Potter from a carbon Oyla V'yayred. The Yachin, the Nasi, and the Mashiach, that sin in regard to one of these things are Chayiv. And by the way, that's because by the carbon Oyla V'yayred, it says V'nefesh Kisechta, and the Nasi and the Mashiach are Nefesh, but Bezin isn't included in Nefesh. Only difference is that the Kohen Gadol would not bring the carbon at Tumas Migdash V'Kachav according to Reb Shimon. Tanakama argues, and Reb Shimon says that the Kohen Gadol would bring the carbon out of the yard, even for Tumas Migdash V'Kachav. Now, which carbon would the Yachid and the Nasi and the Mashiach, according to the Tanakama, bring on these three Aveirois, the three carbon oil of the yard Aveiros, again, Shvuah Se'edus, swearing falsely, and Tumas Migdash V'Kachav, the regular carbon oil of the yard, like anyone else? Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and he says the Nasi would bring a Sayer.